Welcome everyone to the Blessings of Christ. On this 8th day of March 2020, we are so happy to have you, and we are praying and calling forth the highest and the best for you from your Heavenly Creator. So let's get started. And Tony, you're on.
Hi, Glenda.
Well,
it's good,
hi.
Good to hear you. Hi. Hey, I want to share a couple of thoughts about this full moon. It's a super moon.
About the new moon?
Full moon, yeah.
Oh, the full moon. Okay.
Yeah. So first I want to, you mentioned just a minute ago before we started the recording that it's good to acknowledge the blessings that we've received. So I want to do that. Thank you to God and Yeshua and you and everyone on this call. Judy's sister Lori has really been going through a lot of challenges for years. She's been dealing with cancer, very serious cancer. So she started a new course of chemotherapy recently, and it's one that's designed to be short-term, just to try to address a few things that have come back up. And she's getting great results. So she's
Excellent.
Feeling very good, and her results are good. She's had some test results which indicate that the program seems to be helping her. So we're really grateful for that. We want to say thank you to God and everyone connected. And we want to keep the blessing going for Lori and for her son, Logan.
Okay. They're on my list.
Thank you. Also, we have a really dear family friend, this kind of extended family, the Snyder family, and their youngest son, Zach, has had, in the last few months, he's come down with ulcerative colitis, and it's really problematic, and they're trying to treat it with chemotherapy. So it sounds like it's become extremely challenging, and so we just want to send love, healing, wisdom, and relief for everybody in their family, everyone around them. That's the Snyder family. And
okay.
Zach is the son who's dealing with the ulcerative colitis. We love these guys. They are basically family to us. And then I want to do a blessing for people in our family that are dealing with issues. Judy's neck has improved. I want to say thank you for that. But I'd love a blessing for Judy's neck.
Great.
And our son, James, he's done really, really well with his progress. He's had problems with his hips and knees, and that has gotten better. He's a track runner. And he had a wonderful day yesterday. He had great. He's like, in the recent weeks, he's set new personal records for his running time. He's a sprinter. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah. So I want to send a blessing and deep thanks for his health and for his progress.
Well, that's wonderful news.
Thank you. And for you, I want, for you and for everybody connected with you and everybody in this group and, blessings for wholeness and progress and growth. So those are the people on my blessing list right now.
Okay. Thank you so much, Tony. And thank you for including me. You know, we are still going through extremely troubled times.
Yeah.
And nothing will change in relation to my faith in God and my work with Yeshua. You know, one of the things that I have learned is that, and this is one of the reasons I work for it so diligently, as long as we live in a polarized society and a polarized world, the greater good you do, the more you will be opposed. And so I take it as a signal that, wow, I must be doing something great in this world with me hit like this. And look at the lives of the apostles. Oh, Lord, what they suffered. Holy cow, what they suffered. But well, it's worth working for. What we're doing in the blessing is to move closer and closer to the time when that polarity will simply dissolve. And that's what we want. That's what we're working for. You know, once the polarity dissolves, we will find so many answers to everything from engineering and energy to health remedies to ample supply of food to cleaning up our beautiful world that is in great need of, in fact, she'll clear up overnight. Because interestingly, you guys, you need to know this, is that almost every form of toxicity is held in place by an equal and opposite force. In other words, something positive is being magnetized to something negative. Okay? So, as we break up, that polarity, we dissolve the illness or the trouble. There are so many people who have had miraculous healing doing nothing but laughing all day. Why? It breaks the polarity. Okay? I am reading a fascinating book right now, and I will pass on the wisdom in it as soon as I'm finished. It's The Secret of Spontaneous Healing. And actually, it's the many different things we can do in life, the many different places within our being we can go where there is no polarity. Because everything that's wrong is held in place by polarity. So we're a long ways from being finished with polarity in the world, as you know. All you have to do is get on Facebook, and if you can stand it for 5 minutes, or Twitter, and if you can stay there for 10 seconds, you'll get slammed with polarity. It's everywhere. It's everywhere right now. It's on the talk shows. It's on the news. It is on the highways. It's in the classrooms. It's everywhere. And the buildup of polarity is absolutely the cause of the buildup of more illnesses, especially the chronic illnesses. Okay? And one of the reasons that hydration can help you flush out those is because hydration is neutral. It's non-polarized. Okay? And the more thoughts you can have which are non-polarized, the more prayers you have which are non-polarized. What is the value of forgiveness? Well, it's not nearly as valuable to the other person as it is to you, because what you're doing is you're letting go of something you've been intensely polarized to. All illness, all pain is polarity. There are Zen masters that can have root canal. I'm talking about the dental procedure, root canal. No anesthesia. No polarity. Okay? If you can it's very hard to grasp that. But the fact is, and statistically this is a fact, dysfunctional families have more disease. Why? Not because they're bad people. Not because they eat bad food. Not because, they're out mingling with, contamination. It's the polarity that they're living with daily. So you get a journal. Let me just give you an example. And I want this to really come home real deep to you. From the time you're born, you will have little tiny baby-sized cancer cells. And your body is built to destroy them. And all during your life, your body will create cancer cells. And your body is built to destroy them. Why? And how can it do that? It doesn't polarizes them. It simply recognizes them as, oh, you don't belong here. Zip, 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 zap, 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 they're gone, dissolved. The older we get, the more we start dealing with life through polarization. The neighbors are having a late night party, we shout at them. Or if it gets bad, we call the police. Polarity. People are not getting along in the office. Somebody's going to try to figure out how to get rid of somebody they don't like. Polarity. Guess who goes home with a cold? Okay? You go home with a cold, and your family doesn't like that you've gone home with a cold, so they quarantine you. They say, okay, you stay in the bedroom, watch TV. Guess what? Now the family's in polarity. They didn't catch the cold from you. They made themselves vulnerable to the cold by polarizing with you. Okay? How do you think doctors stay well? How do you think they stay well? They're around sick people all day long. All day long. Well, they do some basic things, like, you know, they'll use the hand sanitizers, and they'll stay hydrated, and they'll, each one has their own little protocol that they do. But overall, they stay well because it's their job to be educated about disease, so they don't look at somebody and say, oh my God, oh, this is horrible. They don't do that. They take a look at the charts, and they take a look at the blood pressure and the blood count. They look at it, and they say, okay, well, let's see what this is. Oh, all right, this is what we're going to do about it. No voice of polarity. They stay well. Okay? Now, since I learned this from Yeshua years and years ago, it's really, really infrequent that I will ever even have so much as a cold. Now, that doesn't mean if I fell down, I wouldn't bruise myself. I'm not trying to say I'm a miraculous person. I'm as vulnerable as anybody on the things that can still have an effect on me. But I can be around all kinds of germs and kids sneezing and so forth and so forth, you know. And I just don't worry about it. I think to myself, bless your heart. Bless your heart. I hope you get well soon. I might say a little silent blessing or prayer for them. I go home. I don't pick up anything because I didn't polarize with it. Okay? And it's not because I'm a saint or a special, miraculous person. God does bless me. There's no question about that. But that's the secret. That's the secret that I'm giving you right now. And our country is growing and growing in illnesses. Why? And it's going to get worse unless we stop this polarity. We've got to get over handling life with polarity. That doesn't mean we cannot indicate when something could be better. But let's do it like that. Look, I know you're trying, but there's such a better way to do this. Let's get together and figure out the best way. You see how simple that is? It's so easy. Somebody starts to fight and you say, let's see what we can do. Maybe we haven't listened to you enough. Let's give you a voice. Let's listen to you. And then after you've really listened to the person, you say, well, you know, we were already saying a lot of the same things you're saying. We just didn't quite say it the same way. So let's all get on the same page. Again, you've got to learn to be diplomats. You've got to learn, blessed are the peacemakers. They are the sons of God. Okay? I'm going to take another caller. I think I've been on here way too long, although it was a valuable message, and thanks, Tony. Jerome, you're on.
Hi. Blessings, light, and love. This is Jerome up in Duluth, Minnesota. How are you?
Oh, you're in Minnesota?
I'm
in Minnesota?
Yes, but that's what I have three people that need healings, okay? Jean.
Okay.
Jean Quanko, Jan Rowe Weeder, and Anna Kelly. And the coronavirus is another aspect, I think, of the what we're dealing with polarity again. And so...
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
I thank
it's
you.
Not really. Thank you, Jerome. Yes. I've got your loved ones on my list.
Thank
but
you.
Let
thank
me
you.
Just
love
comment.
You. I love you. I love you.
I love you too, and I love you. Hey, you know, now you know why I love that laughter so much. And it has served you well as a doctor. I know.
Yes, I do. I do. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, my dear friend.
My
the
friend.
Coronavirus is not that different.
Yeah.
From the common flu.
Yeah.
It is different. It has a few different symptoms. And if untreated, and if it strikes an extremely vulnerable person, it
okay.
could have a more extreme effect.
Right.
But guess what's making it even worse? All
okay.
the negative news.
All right. Oh.
All the fear and all the negative news is actually making it worse. So for everybody, be careful. Bathe if you've been out. You know, like I said, drink lots of good water. Watch
yeah.
your food. This might be a good time to eat at home instead of at a restaurant. And think extremely positive thoughts as much as you can.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, beautiful.
And,
thank you.
And diminish the polarity in your life as much as you can. That doesn't mean we don't seek for betterment. That doesn't mean we don't recognize that we've got an environment that needs to be cleaned up, of course. But we don't have to polarize with it to do it. In fact, if we polarize with it, we won't get the job done.
Okay,
so,
good.
Okay. I'm going to take some more callers. So, let's see. Oh, Sarah, you're next. Hi.
Oh, aloha, Glenda. Sending my love to you and to this beautiful, beloved community. And I want to thank you and thank God so much for my blessings, all of the blessings and prayers about my house and my tenants. I'm really good. We're moving. They've moved out, and there's only just a little bit of damage. And I just can, like, feel this, like, peace, and this is my home returning to me. And I just really feel in a beautiful recovery mode, like, oh, just the healing mode for that and learn some really valuable lessons. And so I'm so appreciative. And I wanted to say a prayer for my students and for me. Just so much work on our plate, and it's just so much kind of busyness, and it's hard, it's pressure, really hard for students to do this work, and they're doing beautiful. And I just want to ask a prayer for them and for me to guide them in the best way for the highest good.
Okay, you've got it. And they're on my love list. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah. Thank you, Sarah. Many, many blessings to you. And congratulations on achieving some of those goals you set for. It's
yeah.
very important that we do that and that we give thanks for it when it happens. So,
yes.
Very, very happy for you. I'm going to take
you.
A wireless caller. From area code 435, and you're on.
Hey, Glenda, it's Blake.
Oh, hi, Blake.
Hey, y'all. So, yeah, I just wanted to comment on what you were saying earlier about health and well-being. Absolutely. Everyone who's listening on this community call, I just want to let you know I was pre-diagnosed with a condition called cavernous hemangiomas. And for those of you who don't know what that means basically overdeveloped blood vessels it can appear as tumors on the body or vessels. And my hereditary, we had it on the brain. Okay, so as it stands to you all right now, I should not be able to communicate or socialize because it's on my brain. I should not be able to comprehend. I should not be able to understand connection. I should not be able to exert physical activity. But here I stand to you today. And when we talk about nourishment, when we talk about healing, everyone, I want you to remember something that Albert Einstein said in his letters to his deceased daughter, that love is energy, that love is the nourishment that we need to receive and heal. My aunts, my mother's friends, my mother herself, all preyed upon me. As my mother was pregnant, they all preyed upon me. My mother was on 19 different medications whilst she was pregnant with me, half of which should cause fetal disformity. Okay?
Oh my goodness.
And so my mother, my aunts, and her friends all preyed upon me. You all, I am a product of prayer. I should not have been able to do the things I have done in my life. And I tell you, as living evidence, that energy is reality. Energy is love, is Yeshua's gift. It is our blessing. It is our divine right. And whilst I was working, and for those of you on this community call who don't know, my name is Reverend Blake Merikish. I actually graduated through Glenda's ministry and training program. Very honored and very blessed to have done that. And Glenda sent me out into the woods to live amongst troubled teens and adults who are emotionally troubled and energetically troubled. And that's what we did in the old days. You know, bishops and reverends and priests would send the monks out to go do a quest. And so I got very old school training, as you could say. And given my condition, you all, I should have not been able to do that. But here I stand to you, here I attest to you, that everything is relative, and the way you hold yourself and the way you hold your love is absolutely your reality. And I promise you that. And hearing all these stories today of healing and blessing, I promise you, I should not be here today. I should not be able to converse with you, but here I stand. And the things that I have learned in my life having this condition is that, A, fear is a social disease. As Glenda was saying, even with the coronavirus, fear is a social disease, and it's something that we need to rid ourselves from. It's like,
absolutely,
Yeshua, it's like Yeshua told you, Glenda, if we knew ourselves as a love, we would have no fear. Perfect love casts out fear. And for those of you, my mother has had chronic trauma throughout her life. I'm happy to be here and all, but my grandfather should have never been allowed to have children. And yet he did. He abused them physically, mentally, and emotionally. And my mother has complex trauma. And she told me years ago, Blake, I can only break so many patterns. You have to break the rest. And so I am here to tell you all that your physicality is not so solid. It is not so conditioned. And even as we proved in quantum mechanics, every particle at the lowest point reveals the particle is no longer solid. It is no longer material. And so what we have basically is not a mechanical or mechanistic problem. It is an energy problem. It is a lack of receiving. It is a lack of being able to draw in energy. And what is a love if not the quintessence of life? Right.
Absolutely, Blake. And this is just to insert this. This is why our blessings are given as energy, as the purest form of energy from the love of Christ. The energy of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit actually speaks to us energetically. And this was demonstrated on the day of Pentecost, which was the foundation day of the church. The Holy Spirit appeared and caused flames to rise around the apostles. Well, what was going on is that the arrival of the Holy Spirit liberated energy that was tied up in materialistic form and released it. And this is why so often when we have an epiphany or a breakthrough of understanding, we will say, I saw the light, you know, and we might just
be using it
colloquially, but literally we did see the light. And the Holy Spirit comes as an energetic form that releases stagnant energy, polarized energy, and actually all the material forms in the world are nothing but polarized energy.
Yes.
It's why it hurts when you walk into a brick wall.
Yes, yeah.
If we had the gift of perfect understanding as Yeshua does, we would just walk through the brick wall.
Yeah.
And there is no time, there is no space, which is why he can be in all places at once. Here and in South Africa and North America and Japan and Korea and Australia.
They're allusions to him. They're allusions to him. You know, and y'all, I promise you, I testify when it comes to healing, there is two doors we can walk through. We can identify as a solid, mortal being with problems and conditions, or we can identify with our divinity and our God-given perfection and our wholeness, regardless of what the world tells us. And I promise you all, at 32 years old, having no surgery, no ailments, no repercussions, no issues, I promise you, divine love is the love that heals. And I think people confuse when we talk about love that we're talking about kittens or puppies or boxes of chocolate or cards. No, we're talking about the love that makes things whole, that makes things renewed.
Absolutely. Love is what unites us. And in that unity, all polarity ends.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Amen. Thank you so much for your testimony. Like, and we are so proud of you, and we cherish your work. Thank you, for all that you do. So you're going to be receiving a little package from me this next week. I know you've been waiting for it. I'll let everyone
thank
else
you so much for that. Fun. No,
be.
God bless
that's
you. God bless
be.
You.
Okay. I see Tony's back on the line. Hi, Tony.
Hey, Gwenda. Hey, I just want to mention quickly about the full moon that's happening. It's
going today and tomorrow, the most intense part of it. We actually have an exact conjunction with Venus and Uranus. At the same time, we're having a Sun-Neptune conjunction. And those two are the perhaps the most first and most significant elements. The Sun and Neptune often is kind of associated with spiritual connections and insights and dreams. Dreams and visions. It's a good time to set new visions. Venus and Uranus can be realizations, connections, revelations, activations. It's in Taurus. So it's really a place where a new energy for our practical concerns can be brought online. And the moon today, right now, is trining. It's exactly trining that Venus Uranus connects. So during this call, that's happening.
Really? And then, great.
Yeah. Yeah. So tomorrow afternoon, we'll have the exact full moon. And what's going to happen at the time of the exact full moon, the full moon will trine Jupiter. So that's very fortunate for setting goals and for vision, because the moon will be exactly opposing the Sun and Neptune and trining Jupiter. So it's positive in a lot of ways. It's kind of a bridging point because we're almost at the equinox now. And so this one is a really powerful full moon energy for vision, for realization, for new activation, and for setting our sights on where we'd like to go and seizing the opportunity to strike a new balance, which of course will come with the equinox.
Yes. Yes, for sure. And that's not very far away, guys.
Yeah.
Winter is almost over. And for you lovely souls living south of the equator, summer is almost there. So we are going to experience a change of seasons for the Earth. And we have people who listen in, for a fact, who live around the equator. So you're going to be going from dry season to rainy season. That's an interesting concept. I still don't understand it, but I know there's a logical geological reason for it. But anyway, Tony, thank you. Your insights are always brilliant and helpful. And we look forward to embracing the opportunities for change. Jean, you've been waiting so long, and you're on. We're going to take your call, and then we're moving to the blessing.
Oh, hi, Glenda. Jean Marie here. Four little things. You said you'd take a little bit of what with Pedialyte before bed?
A little juice.
A little juice.
Just give it a little flavor. Yeah, yeah, and I chill it down so it's nice and refreshing.
Oh, okay. Okay, got that. Blessing for my cousin, Kimberly. She is having a little health situation she's going to be going through shortly. So blessings to Kimberly. My trip is coming up quicker than I'm imagining that I have time for, so I just want a blessing for getting everything done before I leave on Saturday. That all goes well and all dots are put where they need to be and T's crossed, and that I'm ready to roll when I'm ready to roll. And that all goes well this week with the training up of my cat on a halter and all that. And then finally, prayers for helping me find my two pair of nippers that I'm sure I left out in my yard that I'd really like to get some stuff done before I leave. And that's it.
Okay. All right. Well, may you be fortunate in everything you've requested.
All right. I really appreciate it.
Yes. And we appreciate you too, Jean Marie.
Yeah,
so very, very much.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's all of us get ready to receive this marvelous blessing of energy that knows no polarity. And it's a different sort of energy because, you know, let's face it, the energy that turns on the lights in your home is polarized. It's an AC/DC. It does have, we get energy from the wind because of resistance. We get energy from the water going over Niagara Falls because of the resistance, the pull of gravity against the resistance of the rocks and the resistance of the water. All of our forms of energy that we have employed, let me say that carefully, that we have employed are polarized. This is why the work of Nikola Tesla was demonized and his life was shunted away because he knew how to create energy without polarity. So it threatened all of the installations of power that feed upon and utilize polarized energy. Now, can you just imagine for one moment, and I want you all to just imagine this right now before we go into the blessing. If there was no polarity in the world, and that doesn't mean we have to all think the same way, but we just kind of found each other interesting. It doesn't mean there would be no winds that polarize the flowers. It doesn't mean the various functions of nature would dramatically change. What it means is that the resistance to these things would fall away because it's resistance that actually builds up the thing we're calling polarity. We would simply be able to be where we are and love the fact that we're there because where we are is just as good as any place else. It couldn't be any better. It's heaven on earth and we can move around for variety. We can be with other people for variety. We can do other things for variety. But just think, without the resistance, you would learn how to do things so much quicker. I remember when I was learning how to use a sewing machine, I did everything wrong because I resisted it. My mother was a fabulous seamstress and designer, and she was so perfect at it. I resisted learning everything, not in opposition to her, but by thinking of myself as a klutz by comparison to her. I thought, I'll never learn this. I'll never get to do this. I'll never do it. How did she ever do it so well? You know, I built up unnecessary resistance simply because we're addicted to it. We expect it. We think something's got to hurt in order to make us stronger. And it's actually not true. On the short run, yes, you can see you gotta burn those muscles in the gym if you want to make them stronger. But too much of that over a long period of time will actually tear down your muscles and you will become very weak, very weak. So there's only a short run value to energy built on resistance. The energy that will see our life flourish is the energy that is not built on resisting anything. This is what the great thinkers of all the ages have discovered and taught us. From Buddha to Lao Tzu to the great masters of the East and most especially to our beloved Yeshua. He didn't resist the crucifixion. He didn't want it. So we know that he was anticipating the fact that it wasn't going to be fun. He didn't want it. He prayed not to have it. So at one point, there was a little bit of resistance, but he blew through that resistance through his prayer. And then he resisted nothing. He didn't resist questions of Caesar. He didn't resist the rejection of the Jews. He didn't resist being hoisted up on the cross. He didn't resist the final onset of death. He just simply said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." He didn't resist death itself, and on the third day, he arose. Okay? This is the miracle of not resisting. And I'm sure that as Blake was telling his testimony, he was actually blessed by the fact that he overcame this illness when he was in the womb. Because in the womb, babies are in a delta state. To the degree that they're conscious at all, they're in a delta state. And in delta, we don't resist anything. So he learned in the womb not to resist what he was going to inherit and what he would be dealing with in life. And sometimes this happens to us in life where we literally hit bottom. I mean, we wind up on the bottom, sleeping on a park bench. This happened to Neil Donald Walsh before he wrote Conversations with God. Well, there's no mysterious secret to what happened, and you don't have to just hit bottom and go sleep on a park bench for it to happen to you. What happens is we finally surrender. And we don't surrender as a defeated person. We surrender from our own resistance. We stop resisting, and therefore we surrender. This is what Jesus did on the cross. He simply surrendered. He forgave. He let what needed to happen happen, and he rose on the third day. That was the most beautiful story ever told about the power of letting go of resistance. And so now, as we move into this blessing, we're going to open with breathing. We're going to make this a standard part of it. While I'm offering my prayer to Yeshua, I would like for you to take a deep breath to the count of five, slowly. Hold it for a few seconds, and then release it to the count of five. Now, why are we doing that? Well, because a slow breath, whether it's inhaled or exhaled, is not resisting anything. It's simply accommodating the body with air. And then allowing the body in a relaxed state to release what it needs to let go of. We're going to do this several times as I pray to Yeshua. And then you will enter your prayer with gratitude. And proceed in your prayer with faith and with request for your blessing. And that you may have the power and the strength to not resist anything that comes as if it would cancel your blessing. That always you are in the hands of God, and always by the will of God it will be done. In the days following your blessing, if things don't happen immediately just the way you want and expect them, don't start resisting. Just relax and say, "It's on the way. It's on the way." When your friends ask you, "Well, what about that?" "It's on the way. The check's in the mail." "It's on the way." And smile. Laugh as you can. Rest as much as you can. Be in a mode of non-resistance. It will magnify your blessings. Okay, now, we're ready to be there. And I ask that blessing givers will stand and join me. Beloved Yeshua, we find so much beauty, so much grace, and so much peace in being with you, in having you stand beside us, offering us your love, just as a package of unity, not with any attitude of love or any affection of love or any preference of love being this or that way, or even with an emotion. As you walk through the streets of Jerusalem, we remember how stories are told. You just walk through and you would pick up a child and laugh and put the child down, and you would see somebody ailing and you would say, stand up and be well. And there's no record, no record at all of you having a motivational conversation. You just simply brought the person into a state of unity, and that's all the love that was needed. We recognize that, and we ask that as you stand beside us, we may experience and be in that state of unity. As these blessings are given forth, that we open ourselves to a greater definition of who we are. We are much larger than the skin-encapsulated body we call ourselves. We're larger than even the role-determined persona we think of as ourselves. We are even greater than the legacy we will create and leave on to others in the aftermath of our life on earth. God is in us, and that is enough to say that we can be made perfect in all things to the degree that we do not shut God out. Now we ask that you would be with us and bless us, that you would stand beside those who cannot stand and show them how. That you would be beside the lonely and show them they have a friend. That you would pick up the children and hold them close, that they may know they belong, and they belong to someone who loves them dearly and deeply, that they are precious to you, to God, and to humanity. We ask that you be with the animals who sometimes feel that all they can do is survive, and yet they do so with joy in their hearts. Hold them too, that they know they are loved. We ask that you hold the planet, that she too may know your love, and give it forth in everything she produces, so that wherever we stand, we're receiving love. Whatever we eat, we're receiving love. Wherever we walk, we are walking into love. We ask for your beauty, your grace, your lovely unity that binds us with the grace of God always. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been given. Now go and receive. Be quiet. Don't even think. Just rest. And allow yourself to absorb all of the lovely, unpolarized energy that you've just been given. Bye-bye for now, and I hope to see you again next week.